on the boots and scrape up the knuckles.
Oh, what a hit!
He got jacked.
This is the Big Red Rage with Perry Rhodes. Presented by Santan Ford.
Picked up by Rhodes at the 25. Cuts left to the 20, to the outside 10. Rhodes to the 5. Touchdown! Perry Rhodes!
The Rage is brought to you by Santan Ford. Santan Ford and the Arizona Cardinals. We do this together. University of Phoenix, the official education partner of the Arizona Cardinals. The Room Store. You'll always save more at The Room Store, Arizona's number one volume furniture store. And by Bud Light. It's the sure sign of a good time. Here we go.
Bang! There it is.
Lobbing it far side. Picked off by Rhodes in midfield.
It doesn't get any better than that.
Temperature rising. Vision blurring. Rage taking over.
From Marley Sports Grill at the Chandler Fashion Center.
Hey, guys, where else would you rather be?
Here's Paul Calvisi.
Get the popcorn ready. It's going to be a show.
Ron Wolfley.
What's my name?
And Kerry Rhodes.
All on that, boy. I'm on that job.
Unleash the fury.
All right, who's ready to put the big into Big Red Rage tonight, huh? How about a show of hands out there? Who's ready to put the big into Big Red Rage? And yes, that's a little foreshadowing, as to our very special guest who is coming up. There was also a big win that we might just talk about at length and in detail.
Yes.
And then there was the guy who, the game within the game, who made the big plays to save the game. Because otherwise, it might have been known sort of like the title to one of those B-movies, The Gronk That Ate Arizona. If not for Kerry Rhodes, everyone.
Can you say man cover?
Woo!
Wow.
Woo!
That, take us through that play. Will you just please? I mean, I hate to jump right into it right now.
No, jump. Go ahead.
But go ahead, Kerry. Just take us through that play and tell us. Give us the dynamics. Give us the inside scoop.
The inside scoop. Okay. Whenever we're in a situation where we need a play, I always tell coach to put me on the best guy. And, you know, he's a beast down there. So he called a man pressure, put me on him one-on-one, and I was able to stay close with him. He's a big guy, so you have to try to stay body-to-body with him so he doesn't have a window. And I did that and made a play. So it was a good play at the time.
It was like a little post, right? A quick little post, obviously, on that 2-point. It was right over the middle, right?
Yeah.
And you just, bam, you reached out and grabbed it, knocked the thing down. Did you know you had it when you saw him release the ball?
I didn't know, because Brady puts the ball in such great positions. I mean, a lot of times you can't even get your hand on the ball.
So right.
I was able to get in there and just put it in there and disrupt him from making the catch. And, kept our 2-point lead, and it worked for us.
Earlier, though, you had prevented the touchdown, right? There was also the pass breakup on first and 10 from the 16, right?
Yeah, that was
you had a good game, didn't you, Kerry?
Yeah, I did okay.
You did all right.
Yeah.
Now, when that play unfolded, are you thinking, all right, I've seen this on film?
Yeah.
Or are you playing that by instinct, a little of both? I mean, I don't know. What do you attribute the ability to blanket it to?
The last one was pretty much instinct. I just tried to get up and be physical and try to mess his timing up with Brady. So the touchdown one was film study. They run that play a lot, and especially in the red zone. So I kind of got a jump on that one.
So I could spend the next hour, the entire hour here, right, at Marley's and Chandler and the Big Red Rage presented by Santan Ford, just going through the stats and how many low watermarks that Tom Brady and the offense hit against the Cardinals. Let's just say they haven't done that in a long time, or lack thereof. Did you happen to call your workout partner and buddy Tom Brady at any point? Did you guys trade a text message? Can you let us in on that?
The only thing we said, it's funny, we talked Saturday for like a quick minute, and then game day, he probably gave me the heads up or something. That's it. And we didn't even speak on that day. We were rivals on that day, so we didn't speak much. But I'm actually scared to text him now because he's so pissed off. So we'll see how that goes.
You're sure of that without talking to him? He's a pretty competitive dude, isn't it?
Yeah, he was pissed off. But
I see.
Yeah. We'll talk later.
Like I said, it gets bigger and it gets better because guess what? We decided to book the NFC Defensive Player of the Week. He is next on the Big Red Rage. Kerry Rhodes, presented by Santan Ford.
Gostkowski is ready for the game winner. 42-yard try. Snap. Ball down. The kick is up. The kick is no good. He missed it wide to the left. 1 second remaining. Oh, my goodness.
You gotta be kidding me.
My goodness. What a finish here at Gillette Stadium. Cobb takes a knee. Now it is official. Ball game. 2-0, baby. Cardinals win at New England 20-18. Somebody give me some Pepto.
Well, how's your broadcast partner, Dave Pash? Has he recovered? You know, the stomach? How is it? Everything good up
Absolutely.
There in the booth?
Absolutely. Yeah, see, he was doing fine. Believe me.
He's doing fine. Okay.
Well, he should be getting used to it at this point. Four of the last five games have been decided on the final play.
Yeah.
All four have been wins. The Cardinals have won 9 of their last 11, and none has been by more than 7 points. Put it that way.
Yeah, we like it that way. We like to keep the fans in limbo a little bit. So
that's what Larry said. He said you guys are trying to go ahead and drive up the TV ratings. You know, it's all part of the master plan.
Yeah, I mean, everything's a reality show now. So this is number one. This is number one hit right now.
I see.
But you know what, Kerry? There was something tangible there for the guys that are in that locker room, isn't there? There is a payoff there when you know that you've played as many close games as you have.
Yeah, we're definitely confident in that situation. We don't the situation isn't bigger than we are. So even if the Patriots, whoever it is, it doesn't matter who. I mean, in that situation, we're comfortable, and we know that if we make one play or play down the stretch to win it, you got a chance to win it, and that's it.
So there is something to that whole old adage: you got to learn to win and learn to win the close ones. Is that for real?
I think so. I think being in situations and really being able to get it done and get the win, it's definitely there for you.
And I bring that up because look at the 1-6 start last year. You guys lost a lot of those close games.
Yeah.
So, you know, what would be the difference necessarily? Just staying calm? I mean, I don't know. Can you put your finger on something that is determined? Is it a big difference between the start of last year and ever since?
Well, I mean, for us, we know what we're doing. I mean, that's number one. I mean, we know how to do it right. And when you do it right, you have a chance to win. And we're doing a little bit more right than wrong these days.
You know, I realize, Paulie, it's kind of mincing words and parsing words a little bit, but I think individuals learn how to compete in pressure-packed situations. And when you're constantly exposed to those situations, I think you have the opportunity for more and more individuals to learn how to compete in those situations. And because of that, I think collectively then you learn to win.
Yeah, it's no question.
But it starts with the individual.
I think so.
There was a certain team leader on defense who, after the game, said, and I quote, about the win, "It was huge," quote, end quote. And if there's one guy who knows huge, it's the guy who actually uttered that quote. So why don't you go ahead and introduce your very special guest tonight on the Big Red Rage with Kerry Rhodes and...
My guest today is the biggest human being on earth. Very nice guy. I mean, you see the big guy walking around, you may be scared of him, but don't be scared. He's a very nice guy.
Affleck.
Come up and talk to him. Get a hug, autograph, whatever you want.
I see.
This is the man, NFC Player of the Week, Calais Campbell.
Calais, how are you doing this week? Is that a rhetorical question? You know, when I say, how are you doing this week? I think I know the answer.
No, I'm doing great right now, man. This is, it's been a good week so far.
All right, so we, guys, just to get this out of the way, and it might take a moment here, all his stats from the game against New England: 2 sacks, 10 tackles, 2 tackles for loss, and 3 quarterback hits. How about that?
Hold on, wait. That was his numbers?
Those were the numbers right there.
Jeez.
And based on what I saw, you played the vast majority of the snaps, right, Wolf? I mean,
yes.
You and Doc got the majority of the snaps there in the middle, didn't you?
Yeah, you know, It was a tough fight battle, you know, one of those games where you just put your heart out there, you know what I mean? We really wanted that game, you know what I mean? It's hard to beat New England in New England, so for us to go out there and play what we did, I mean, that was huge.
Calais, when the Cardinals extended you, that game was exactly what they had in mind for you. That was exactly what they had in mind. Do you think that was your best football game as a pro?
Yeah. You know, so far, you know, but I still feel like I could have played a lot better. You know, I feel like there's a few players left
out
there.
Where? Because I watched the film. You did pretty well.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Kerry, how instrumental was it to the game plan to be able to get pressure and get into the backfield with 4 up front?
Oh, that's key. I mean, when you can get pressure on Tom Brady and hit him and get him from being comfortable in the pocket, it gives us on the back end a lot of freeway and a lot of stuff, a lot of ability to roam around and make plays. So those guys dominating up front did wonders for us.
Now, Calais, Kerry, we talked about it last week. You know, they work out together, Tom Brady and Kerry, knows him pretty well. Said, okay, if he got into the backfield, got the sack, he'd have something to say. Well, because of you guys, you know, they didn't really have to bring the numbers. You know, the DBs didn't really blitz very much, but you did get to him twice. Did you say anything? You know, how'd that go when you're on top of Tom Brady and sort of grinding him into the New England turf? How'd that work?
You know, I really didn't say too much to him. You know, it was more getting ready to celebrate, you know, because it's hard to get to Tom Brady. That's like, I mean, that's a Hall of Famer. So it's an everyday you get to sack a guy like that.
That's like the holy grail for defensive linemen.
Yeah.
You get the sack and it's Tom Brady. Right? I mean, you're not forgetting that.
That didn't sound right, Paul, but we'll let it go.
Okay. All right, Dad.
Yeah, that's quickly moving along here.
Two-man game, Wolf. Save me over
exactly.
there.
You know, Calais, do you have a sack dance, by the way? I mean, just for the record, have a what exactly is the sack dance again?
I do a home run swing, you know.
Oh, yeah, it's the home run swing. Where was the genesis of the home run swing?
You know, growing up in Denver, I actually seen Neil Smith do it all the time, you know, when he was a Bronco. And, you know, I always liked it. And when it was time for me to come up with a sack dance, I was like, man, that'd be cool to bring that back.
Did you ever play Little League? Because I envision you as a first baseman in Little League. Like 6'4" in sixth grade playing first base. That's my picture of you.
I'll never play baseball. Not one time.
I see.
Kerry, do you have any type of celebratory gesticulation out on the field? Do you have any type of dance you do when you do something well? I mean,
he's doing it now.
What was that?
What is it called?
What was it?
Do it again.
Spider-Man? No, you're kidding.
You've never seen that before?
Oh, yeah.
Honestly, I have not seen it.
You've
seen it, Paul?
I've not seen it.
You do that. So that's what that is, the Peter Parker Spider-Man thing where you're kind of at, what? What are you doing?
It's got to be more. It's got to be smoother than that. Oh, come on, man.
Give me a little break, all right?
That doesn't work.
I'm the son of a truck driver.
Wolf's over there doing something akin to the robot.
You see?
I don't know what's going on. Just as long as neither one of you guys do whatever Stuart Bradley did in the preseason. What was that?
The Carlton.
Yeah,
we can't have that right there.
We can't have that. Is he going to? He won't bust that out if in the regular season, will he? The Carlton?
He might.
Okay, I see. So what do you think, Calais? I mean, was there one moment you enjoyed the most from that game? Maybe the fans booing the home crowd. I mean, what part of it do you enjoy the most, that experience?
Man, right when the game ended and we actually won, it's like no better feeling than that. That's what it's all about. You work so hard for something, and for you to come out victorious, man, that's the ultimate feeling.
No doubt about that. Hey, you'll never be out of touch when you download the new Arizona Cardinals mobile app. It's free. It's available on iPhone, Android, and BlackBerry. Visit azcardinals.com/app. More from Calais Campbell and Kerry Rhodes. It is the Big Red Rage presented by Santan Ford.
Credit Calais Campbell at the point of attack. Calais Campbell just worked Mankins like he was a wrench.
Cardinals are not fooled. Calais Campbell worked Mankins again and then slammed down Woodhead. He's got about a foot and a half height advantage, and he's sacked at the 48-yard line, a loss of one. It's Campbell who gets him and forces a punt. In trouble, steps up, eludes pressure, and now he goes down with Calais Campbell there on the sack.
Yeah, if we did the whole montage from the game, it'd take the entire hour, Kerry.
I was just about to say
we can only give you a few highlights there when the guy ends up with 2 sacks, 10 tackles, 2 tackles for loss, and 3 QB hits. Mm-hmm. Yes, Calais Campbell is a special guest of Kerry Rhodes here on the Big Red Rage presented by Santan Ford. So in the break we were talking about, I assumed as a defensive player of the week, which you earned how many times in the AFC there, Kerry?
Three times.
Mm-hmm. Nothing. They don't send you a certificate, plaque, maybe a gift certificate to Walmart. Nothing. You know, they give you anything like that?
No, they don't. You get the fine mail real quick, though. But
I see. That's next day air.
Yeah,
that's the FedEx is the.
Yeah.
So let me ask you guys this. After the game, I went around the locker room. I'm talking to a lot of guys. And you know some of the feedback I got from the Cardinals' defensive effort. And I got this from Kevin Cobb straight up, right on camera. He said, you know what? I think teams are surprised by how physical we are. Do you think the NFL, Kerry, is finding out the hard way through 2 weeks into this season, maybe the second half of last year, just how physical the Cardinals are, especially on defense?
We are physical. And I think that's the mindset that we go into each game. We want to punish the team we're playing. We want to make sure they know that they play the Arizona Cardinals when they get done. And that's the mentality that we take, and that's the one that we've owned. That's our identity now. So, yeah, no question.
You know, against the Patriots and Tom Brady, you guys used almost exclusively a six-man front, a six-man box. With 2 defensive linemen, Calais, you were one of them. Darnell Dockett, as Paulie alluded to earlier in the broadcast, yep, he was the other guy. Then 4 linebackers. And all week long, we heard you guys talking about playing fast. What does that mean, playing fast?
You know, it means getting off blocks quick, getting to the ball carrier, knocking them down, you know, being in Tom Brady's face as often as we can, you know, but it really means getting off blocks and going to make plays, you know. And
Did you guys feel like you had an advantage athletically along the line of scrimmage?
I think we feel that way most weeks.
Most of the time.
Yeah.
Is that the mojo to this defense, is that you guys are so athletic in the box?
You know, I think that's allows us to do so much because we're big, strong guys that are very athletic as well. You know, I mean, Dockett is probably, arguably, one of the best D tackles in the game today. You know, and I think myself, you know, we compete all the time and try to be as best as we can. And I think it really pays off because, you know, when we're out there, you know, and you could put us two in there and then put some linebackers in there with us and we could stop the run, that was huge for us. That was a big goal for us.
That was crazy.
Is there a possibility we might see elements of what you guys did in New England coming up on Sunday at University of Phoenix Stadium?
You know, there's a possibility. You know, I think we will probably blitz a little bit more this week, though.
I mean, you guys blitzed. I mean, what percentage of your time against Seattle, and then it was radically different against New England, right, Kerry?
Yeah, I think we 51, 52% against Seattle. I don't know the exact numbers against New England, but we didn't have to. These guys are getting after them, so it helped us out a lot.
You know, when you look at three new faces on that New England offensive line, I'm not saying they can't play, but an offensive line, they always say it's so important to have, you know, that chemistry up front. So if you got new names and faces, I would think, Clay, you go into a game against anyone and they have a shuffled offensive line like that, you're like, okay, time for us to take advantage.
100%. Anytime you see some guys are new in there, you want to challenge them. You want to see you know, how well they're going to interact with the rest of the team. So, you know, you go in there and you make them work. And it's the same thing this week, you know, with the Eagles. They have a couple guys, new guys stepping in, so, you know, we have to make them work.
That's what every game. You want to go to your strengths and you want to attack your opponent's weaknesses, so to speak. I mean, it may not be their weakness, but their perceived weakness. And, mm-hmm. and for us, we know our strength is up front, and those guys can get after it. So why not send them?
What was your ratio man to zone in New England?
Man to zone? Ooh. Just off the top of my head, I'd probably say 65-35.
65-35.
Zone to man.
More zone than
more
man.
More zone than man, yeah.
Do you think that might be changing coming up on Sunday?
This week, it'll be a little bit more mixed, no question. I mean, we have to some things we gotta attend for Vic. We gotta account for Vic, so that's part of it.
You know, there's been a lot of talk as to whether the Cardinals' defense was able to read Tom Brady. To what degree did you guys know what was coming? Or is sort of familiarity, maybe before the ball was snapped, if you will?
A little bit.
Not a whole lot.
Why so droll?
Just curious. There's been a lot of debate on that topic.
We may have knew a little bit. We may have knew a little something. Mm-hmm. A little bit.
But that wouldn't be the first time. I remember a playoff game against Atlanta, and Bertrand Berry was sitting up here on this stage saying that he knew quite a bit what was coming based on a few different keys. And, I mean, that happens from time to time, doesn't it?
Yeah. The offense, they're not as smart as they think they are. We're kind of smart, too.
But keys in general are not guarantees, are they?
Oh, no. No question. You still got to play the right way. You can't just jump stuff.
All right, Kerry Rowe, special guest Calais Campbell, the Big Red Rage. We roll on from Marley's in Chandler.
Mesko to punt 4 yards deep, and he almost got it blocked, and he did. And the ball's loose in the end zone. It will go out of bounds at the two, but the Cardinals will have it. It was Quentin Groves who blocked it.
Their wing was kind of soft, so to speak. I got a good jump on the snap count, and then just beat him around the edge and stuck my paw out there.
All right, welcome back into the Big Red Rage. Kerry Rowe, special guest Calais Campbell here coming to you from Marley's in Chandler. Paul Calvisi, Ron Wolfley. And so the game comes down to a fateful field goal that doesn't go New England's way. And afterwards, you know, you guys didn't get the block one of the few times you didn't, but maybe the fact and the prospect and the threat of a block may have played a part in the miss. Do you believe that, Kerry? Maybe in the mindset. Because I'll tell you, on the sideline, I had a guy say immediately, oh, he rushed it. He tried to get that kick up into the air. So like a golf swing, and you're too fast through your mechanics, and you shank it.
That's really what it looked like. It looked like he rushed it a little bit, and his whole follow-through ended up going left. So for us, when I jumped up and tried to block it, and when I came down on my head and actually looked up and saw the ball going wide, I was excited. So it was crazy.
All right, you know, so go ahead, Wolf.
It's amazing, Paulie. You watch the special teams on film, and I will tell you right now, I think the Arizona Cardinals have the most dangerous special teams in the National Football League, bar none. And honestly, they deserve a round of applause. It's an amazing thing because you've got Patrick Peterson as a punt returner. Guess what? That guy changes games. That guy changes games and wins games. You got LaRod Stevens-Howling, a guy that has already taken how many back as a kickoff return guy? This guy changes games. And then, of course, you have that unbelievable ability to block punts and to block kicks. I just think it is a big play special teams unit like I've never seen. So having said that, do you feel like that is your responsibility, Calais?
Yeah, I think we take pride in special teams. You know, Coach Wiz always says there's three phases in football, and you know, you need to win all three of them to be a good team. And you know, we take pride in it, especially blocking field goals. I mean, that's, you know, every time they're lined up to kick a field goal, my mind says we're going to block it. You know,
and do you talk to these guys at all? Do you let them know you're coming? I mean, you know what I mean? Do you talk to these guys? You talk to the kicker at all? Try to get inside his head?
You know, I talk to the snapper sometimes, you know, when the guy's in front of me. But these days, they always tend to point me out before I get a chance to even line up.
Right.
Yeah, it's crazy. I think that teams are noticing how good we are, and they're doing things to try to offset that. I mean, in the game against New England, they tried to fake snap the ball with the center to draw us offsides and slow us down.
Not only that, too. Did you see where they got in the punt?
Spread
it out. I have never seen that in the National Football League. Just speaks to the respect that Scotty O'Brien, the special teams coach of the Patriots, had for that special teams unit.
Name dropper.
So, Calais, have you ever gone Babe Ruth and called your shot? Because that's what Quentin Groves did, right? That's what Quentin Groves did.
That's special. You know, I don't think I've ever said I'm going to block this one and then blocked it. You know, I try to tell myself I'm going to block everyone, so, you know, it's always a surprise when it actually happens. But the way Q did it, man, that was special.
And how was that,
Paulie? You were down there, right?
He came back to the sideline. He was screaming, "I told you so. I told you so." And apparently he did, right? He had predicted it, during film sessions, he saw something.
Yeah, he saw something come off the edge, and then after the first punt return, you know, he almost got one, and he came back to the sideline and said, "Coach, run it again, and I'm going to block it."
And he got it.
That's crazy.
I mean, that's the first time the Patriots punter has ever had a punt blocked in, like, 150 punt attempts or something like that. I mean, as Wolf said, you guys are changing games, and you're making plays, and you're seeing how other teams react. And, you know, I mean, we haven't even talked about the guy who blocked three in the preseason. That's Justin Bethel.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, so, you know. It is amazing to watch how it impacts games like that. And, so with what sort of consistency do you think you can keep that up? Because you have 15 blocks as a team going back to 2008, 13 of them were field goals, two are punts. I mean, can you actually have an expectation? Can you put that sort of expectation on yourself to have blocks as a special teams unit?
You know, I think you kind of have to have the mentality that you're going to block kicks. I mean, that's how you get them. So, I mean, you got to expect it, but it's so hard to do, you know what I mean? So, you know, I don't want the fans to get mad if we don't block a few for a while.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think if we have the mentality going into games, we'll get some.
What else has to happen for you to get up at 6 foot eight and get your arms up? What else has to happen up front for you to get up there and actually get your paws on one of those footballs?
There's a whole lot that goes on. You know, you have a Darnell Dockett inside. You know, I always tell him, like, yo, give me a good push right here and I'm going to block it. You know, and we get that beautiful surge in the backfield, and then, you know, then 6'8 takes over, you know.
6'8 takes over.
How about that vertical, though? Does that take over? Because, you know, it kind of, that's what I was thinking, Kerry. It really isn't. I don't know if we could get
an art to block it. There's an art to block it kicks.
Okay.
Does that involve actually jumping?
Okay. Is that a good thing? What is your vertical jump, by the way?
You know, at my pro day, it was 34 and a half inches.
Oh, really?
And I was at 290. You know, when I was at 265, I was like 38 inches, you know.
Does it work if I say 5'8" takes over? Does it work if I all of a sudden say, hey, don't worry about that, Kerry. Cardinals season game tickets are on sale. 800-745-3000 or Ticketmaster.com. Big Red Rage back right after this.
Brady in shotgun, has the ball, drops the throw, looks middle, fires end zone, knocked away, incomplete. Oh, Kerry Rhodes saved the touchdown.
That is a big-time play by Kerry Rhodes.
Ball will be placed at the two as the Patriots go for two. Brady takes the shotgun snap, looks right, throws right, incomplete in the end zone. Terry Rhodes again defending Gronkowski, and the Cardinals lead it 20-18.
Hey, Cardinals win it 20-18, as heard right there on the Arizona Cardinals radio network. Only two teams in week two won on the road. And the Cardinals are one of those teams, and it's because of two big plays at the very end by, yes, our host each and every week here from Marley's and Chandler. It is a Big Red Rage with Kerry Rhodes himself, all presented by Santan Ford. And we're putting the big into Big Red Rage tonight with Calais Campbell. He is alongside, and yes. There you go. So, Kerry, what did you like the most about the defensive effort against the Patriots?
I think the consistency. I think we kept our intensity up the whole game. We didn't have any letdowns. And even when they did score at the end, when they finally got in the end zone, we had the wherewithal and the want to still come out and fight for the 2-point and knock that away and get a stop right there as well. So it was big for us.
And let's face it, you overcame the fumble as well. How bad did you guys feel for Ryan Williams at that moment?
It was crazy. I actually talked to him after the game. He had his head down, and I just told him, we're here for you, man. We're a team. You know, things like that happen to a lot of people. It's not just yourself, so don't get down. We're going to need you at some point down the stretch, and we know you'll make the play for us then. So just got to stay. Just got to stick with them.
You know, Darnell Dockett admitted that it did go through his mind after that fumble, like, oh, man, this is the Patriot way. This is the Patriot luck. We beat them all game long. This is the way it's going to go down.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys easily at that point could have folded, because that was pretty dispiriting at that point. I mean,
we could have. You know, but I actually going back onto the field, I remember telling myself, you know, trying to just think about, like, man, how are we going to win this game? And D. Wash told me, he was like, hey, just relax, play football, and let's find a way to win it. And that was huge.
The big thing with that is we actually went out there and we were able to get a stop and make them at least attempt the field goal. Because, you know, the Patriots, they're a team that likes to go for your throat. And I knew they were going to try to score a touchdown to try to bury us. So for us to actually make them attempt to kick the field goal, you know, nothing's 100% with that. So we had a chance.
You know, the thing that was so deflating about that, the Ryan Williams fumble, of course, at that point in time, you guys had thoroughly outplayed the New England Patriots.
Ding.
And I think that was the thing that I was having the hardest time getting on top of, was the fact that Tom Brady had a 79.3 quarterback rating at Gillette Stadium. Okay, 79.3. Kevin Cobb had a higher quarterback rating than Tom Brady had. He was 5 of 15 on third down. 5 of 15. We're talking about a juggernaut offense.
Yeah.
33% on third down and 1 of 3 from the red zone. 18 points for the New England Patriots at home. The question is this. Can you guys keep it up? How good can you be?
You know, I think it's a mindset we have to take. You know, we have to go out there and prepare the same way we have been. Now, I don't want to get big-headed or too ahead of ourselves, but we can be great. You know, I mean, we have so many talented players. We have a great scheme. Coach Horton's doing a great job calling the plays. And if we continue just to put the work in, we could be great.
Our ceiling is unlimited. I think we have so many guys that can make plays on every level. I mean, and the fact that we're playing so – we're such a hungry team right now, hungry defense, and we know that for us to win right now, we got to be great. And that's the way we play, and that's the way we approach every game. So – we're not going to stop that, and we have the right man that's guiding us in Ray Horton. So we're going to stay the same way and keep going.
Well, think about this: in 37 regular season games, that's only his second loss at Gillette Stadium there for Tom Brady. I mean, that is just staggering. So it wasn't all about Tom Brady on Sunday, no. But it is time for It's All About You, presented by Santan Ford. And folks, Calais is partnering with the United Way, and this is big time. You're trying to recruit 1,000 volunteer tutors and readers in an effort to cut down on the high school dropout rate. And you're giving away a pair of signed gloves to a volunteer once you hit 200. Your United Way intern, point them out over there, right? The Live United t-shirt on.
Yeah, over there. Yeah, with the
Gabe Trillo. In attendance to encourage people to sign up. What more can you tell us, Calais, about this program? And I know partnering with the United Way has been near and dear for you.
Yeah, that's 1 in 4 kids drop out of high school, you know, and it's crazy because that's, I mean, out of 4, I mean, that's a big percentage, you know, and you start thinking about, you know, what you could do to change that. And United Way teamed up with the NFL, and we're actually in a competition where, you know, every team's involved in that one rep, and I'm the rep for Arizona, and we're actually in a competition to see who can raise the most. And right now, you know, we're getting beat pretty bad, you know. George Wilson in Buffalo, I think, is one of the leaders.
And, you know, he talks trash to me, talking about Pencales. I don't know what y'all doing over there in Arizona.
We can't have that. We can't have
that. So I need the Arizona fans and everybody to come support me and support these kids that really need it.
Support it. It's a great cause. So I agree.
Absolutely. If you're in attendance here tonight, please, Gabe Trio's over there, the Live United shirt on, or you can go online to unitedway.org/Calais. unitedway.org/Calais. And if memory serves, weren't you the Community Man of the Year for the Cardinals a year ago, the Walter Payton Award?
Yeah, that was an awesome award. You know, it's kind of cool. I mean, Walter Payton's like, you know, that guy that you look up to. So for me to win an award with his name on it, that was huge.
Between you and Ryan Williams, the respect. And Ron Wolfley, who went to Pro Bowls with Walter Payton. The respect is off the hook on this Arizona Cardinals team, no doubt about that. Yeah. How about your respect for Michael Vick? Because we're going to get into the Eagles here a little bit.
Yeah.
This is another marquee matchup. The Cardinals defense against now Michael Vick, right, Kerry?
Yeah, they're actually statistically the number one offense in the league. So for us, it's another challenge and another chance to prove that we're worthy of being called a good defense. So we'll take it.
Well, you did it a year ago. We'll see. We'll talk about it coming up here on the Big Red Rage. Kerry Rhodes and Calais Campbell, presented by Santan Ford.
Cobb takes the snap. He'll throw. Fires to the left. It's caught, and it's a touchdown for Andre Roberts. And the Cardinals retake the lead 12-9.
What an awesome call by Mike Miller. Throw the wide receiver screen off of the play action, and Andre Roberts got that ball in. That is a great call.
A reminder, with each passing touchdown this season, Wells Fargo will donate $500 to local schools through the Passing Touchdowns for Schools Fund. Wells Fargo, together we'll go far. Together we are here at Marley's in Chandler, the Big Red Rage, Kerry Rhodes, Calais Campbell, all presented by Santan Ford, Ron Wolfley, yours truly, Paul Calvisi. See, it's the karma, Kerry. Your guest from last week, Andre Roberts, he ends up in the end zone again. You got to get the word out that, boom, this is like
this is a launching pad
week to week, the Big Red Rage.
This is it right here. Yes. You come on this show, you have a good game. So
there was
so
I'm expecting to get 3 sacks this week.
Exactly.
That's it.
Yeah,
exactly.
We forgot to tell you
don't let us down. Pressure's on.
So you had that touchdown. Then the other Cardinals touchdown was highly entertaining, especially when you watch it on film. Right, Wolf? The whole two-man game between Lyle Sendlein and Kevin Cobb. Explain that to us.
I've always called that the giddy goose, where the quarterback will walk up under center. And, of course, you've got to be close to a first down, the first down marker, or the end zone, of course. And you notice that the two defensive tackles are playing wide, and that's exactly what happened. They had one tackle that was headed up to the left of Kevin Cobb over Darren College, and then you had a guy in a three technique, which is shaded to the outside, shaded more towards the B gap over Adam Snyder. And Kevin Cobb recognized that to his credit, and he went up and he just patted Lyle Sendlein on the butt twice before he put his hand under center. And a center knows what that means. The giddy goose. Snap it and let's just go. And that play worked to perfection, and it was the execution of Kevin Cobb that I think made the difference on that. He got that ball in. That was a big-time play.
Calais, how frustrating, how infuriating is that if you're a D lineman and they just pulled that on you all the way to the end zone?
Oh, yeah, that sucks. You know, Tom Brady actually is known to do that a whole lot, too. Like, if it's 3rd and 1 and he's get a quick first down, he pull up and he just go. You know, so we were actually ready for that. We prepared for it all week. And anytime we see him get in the center real quick, just slide down, head up over the center.
But guys, from the 5-yard line, I mean, that's pretty. I mean, that's some guts right there. From the five, even Cobb said after the game, he said, "Yeah, I kind of realized I was a little. Well, you know, it took me a little longer to get to the end zone than I thought. I was farther than maybe I anticipated."
And it was a great job by Sendlein too, because he's got most dangerous linebacker. Once he clears that line of scrimmage, he's got to look either way, coming to his right or to his left. That backer's going to fill. He did a great job. Now, he didn't get a great block. He kind of got blowed up a little bit. But you know what? That was a dicey situation to be in, and he made the right decision.
All right, so Kevin Cobb this week is going against his former team. Yeah. Tell us about that dynamic of playing your former team there, Kerry.
I don't know yet, because I know I'm waiting on that day too as well. But
it's true.
I think it's
coming this year.
It's coming this year, but I think you the intensity gets ramped up another level. I think you try to go in and show that team that you should still be there if you wanted to be there, or show them what they got, or show them what they had. You know, I think that's the biggest dynamic with that situation, I think.
You know, the Cardinals are giving up just 2 sacks And, you know, you rewind to 2 weeks ago, and, I mean, you listen to the national analysts, and they're saying, hey, that's going to be a major league liability. The Cardinals' offensive line and two guys who have never played tackle in a regular season game before. What is going right up front for the Cardinals? And how much of it is protection, and how much of it is Kevin Cobb and just better poise in the pocket, perhaps?
I think it's a little bit of both. You know, I think, you know, Cobb is stepping up in the pocket and trusting his O-line to do what they have to do to keep people off of him. But I think, the guys that stepped up, you know, I think they just had that mindset that they wanted to be good and they weren't going to be the reason why we lose games. So, you know, I think if you pick on somebody long enough, if they're a competitor, they're going to come out swinging.
Have we found what Bobby Massey's made of? I mean, because, I mean, there was a lot of uncertainty. You're a rookie, and you're starting a regular season game. And, I mean, so far, so good, especially for a guy who was really thrust into that, went up the depth chart in a hurry.
Yeah. I know in training camp we used to beat him up a little bit, but he told me, he was like, I'm a gamer, you know, and I wasn't sure what to believe, but now I'm a believer.
You know, Bobby Massey, too, made a couple of mental errors in the run game, okay? But every rookie is going to do that. From time to time, but I saw him do something in this game against New England that it made me stand up, and that was Vince Wilfork. Of course, we all know who Vince Wilfork is.
How much do you think he really weighs?
I want to say
his real weight.
He's a 400-pound circle with ankles.
I mean, thank you.
That's what he is.
Thank you.
And I saw Bobby Massey line up and come down on him and drive him up, roll the hips, and move him off the ball. I have not seen anybody do that to Vince Wilfork, especially the way Bobby Massey did it. So Bobby's making strides. There's no doubt about it. I think the two tackles right now early in the season, kind of the story of the offense for the Arizona Cardinals. A lot of people want to talk about the quarterback situation. I'll talk about those two tackles holding up fairly well.
How about Bill Belichick and the game plan against Fitz? They always say about Belichick, he's going to take away what you do best. Did we see that? Did they target Larry specifically, you think?
I'm not sure. You know, I didn't really pay attention to that part, but, I mean, he only had one catch. So, I mean, I think they did something. They did something.
I mean, if you're playing the Cardinals, guys, and you're drawing up a game plan, it probably starts with 11, right?
Oh, yeah.
100%.
Yeah, no question.
I mean, that goes beyond Belichick. That's probably league-wide, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Exactly.
You're doing that? All right, well, look, the Cardinals are getting ready to try and replicate a game in which they went to Philly and beat the Eagles. And if memory serves, you had an interception in that game, Calais. Is that correct?
I did.
I see.
Yeah, it was crazy. I was at home. I was at home on my couch watching. He caught it. I said, woo-hoo-hoo. I was going crazy.
See, there's another example of when 6'8" takes over, guys.
6'8" takes over.
Takes over. Yeah. Exactly. Back to talk about that in the Eagles right after this timeout on the Big Red Rage. Kerry Rose and Calais Campbell, all presented by Santan Ford.
It's Jackson at the 10, back pedals into the end zone. An 88-yard touchdown pass, Michael Vick to the speed merchant, DeSean Jackson.
He definitely can present a lot of problems, you know, but like Deion said, I have the next man's speed. You know, he's fast, I'm fast. He's faster, I'm faster. You know, so whatever speed he's running, I'm running as well.
That's awesome.
I got the old man feet. What's that? Old man fast? I'm old man fast.
You know, he's saying that. I don't know if he's totally serious or not, but you know, if he wanted to be, he can get away with it. It's legit with Patrick Peterson. He does have that next man speed, doesn't he?
He has another gear, no question.
You know what's amazing is we say welcome back into the Big Red Rage. Kerry Rhodes, Calais Campbell, Ron Wolfley, yours truly, Paul Calvisi, coming at you from Marley's and Chandler. Is some of the national acclaim that you guys are starting to get. For example, there's these power polls, okay? And a week ago, the Patriots were number one in all these power polls. And they have some of these national analysts, everyone from Chris Berman to Chris Collinsworth and some of these other guys. John Lynch worked the game. He's in here as well. I mean, some of the things they're saying now, like, for example, who says it's a quarterback-driven league? Strong defense is carrying the Cardinals, right? Collinsworth shocked the league with a road win over the Patriots. You got this guy from CBS. The Arizona defense can play with anyone. How about Pat Kerwin, right, from NFL Radio? The defense is a problem for every team they play. Slowly but surely, you guys are getting recognition. Could that be a problem? Could that? Because you guys love to channel the hate into motivate. I know that's a big thing you guys do there, Calais.
Yeah, you know, it's something that we're not really used to around here. You know, I mean, we're used to being the underdog, and we like to be the underdog because it's just more motivation. You know, when we're in practice, we use that as motivation. But, you know, to be a good team, you have to learn how to win and continue to win and use that success as motivation. So, you know, I think we have the guys in the locker room to do it. You know, I think we all are very talented people, been successful in a lot of different things. So, and I think we could get used to it.
because if you guys keep playing like this, the attention and the claim, it's going to come. You're going to have to deal with it.
Yeah, attention's going to come. And like you said, I mean, you just got to be, you got to know how to handle success. And I think we have a lot of guys that have won before, have a lot of veteran guys that have been in this situation before. So we'll be able to handle it. And we have, like I said, we got the leader in Ray Horton that's going to keep us grounded, and we'll be fine.
I would say get the behind me media. That's what I would say right there. You know, because again, the hardest victory is over self. That's what Aristotle said. Yeah. And the only way you can overcome it is to not believe what a lot of people are saying about you. It shouldn't matter, right, guys? It should not matter what kind of praise is being heaped on you. As a football player, you got a job to do. This is a mercenary league, and you guys are mercenaries in it. And you're paid to do one thing, and that is drive your opponent into the ground, aren't you?
Exactly. I mean, anytime, you know, somebody says something, it's, you know, who cares? You know, let them talk whatever they want to talk about, if it's good or bad.
Good or bad.
Yeah. All that matters is we line up and we play our game.
Kerry, can I ask if Coach Horton has had any, I don't know, motivational tactics, or maybe had a talk with a defense, or has he said anything that really resonated with you? Has he done anything here over the last couple of weeks? You know, how has he played it with you guys on the defensive side of the ball?
No, he just really keeps it real with us. I mean, he doesn't really sugarcoat much. I mean, he tells it like it is. I mean, it doesn't matter who you are either. He will tell you if you're not playing well, or if you're playing well, he'll let you know that as well. So it's just, he's a straight shooter. And I think with any guy, I would hope any player in this league would want a guy that way to tell you if you're doing good or bad. Just be a straight-up guy, and he's that type of guy.
And he'll give you a real assessment in front of the whole room?
Yeah, yeah, of course. Whole room. Of course. Doesn't matter who you are.
I know firsthand.
Yeah, the new contract guy, he knows how that goes.
I see.
How much have you guys seen of the Philadelphia Eagles defense? How much have you guys seen? Yeah, none? Yeah,
none.
Not even watching on television or anything else? Man, they get into that wide nine now. They play that front seven, those two defensive ends wide. They play their linebackers inside. Yeah. Trent Cole, Jason Bevan coming off the edge, going 100 miles an hour. They are spectacular.
Do they play the
run? Scary. But here's the thing. Do they play the run, Calais? That's what you want to know, right?
Yeah.
I would say they don't play it very well. 4.9 yards per carry. Yeah. That's what they're giving up on the ground right now. That's number 28 in the National Football League.
Those guys are pass rushers.
They rush the passer first and then play the run on their way to the queue.
They got a lot of big names, so I know that. I mean, I know a lot of the guys on that defense, but haven't really checked them out
yet. Explosive and extremely athletic in their front seven.
And we know Michael Vick can run the ball. There's no doubt about that. What'd you learn last year? What are you going to remind yourself that's most important, Kerry, going against this Eagles offense on Sunday?
Well, I didn't. You know, I wasn't there.
Well, that's true. That's true. Yeah, that's true.
You passed that one to Calais.
All right, so Calais, what'd you learn going against Vick last year?
That Michael Vick is special. You know, you can't really let that guy get going, because if he does, he'll hurt you. So, you know, I think we got that mindset to shut him down early.
Well, you did a year ago. 16 of 34 passing for a .128. You know, he had under 80 yards rushing.
Couple of picks.
No touchdown passes. We'll talk more about that as we bring it home here on the Big Red Rage. Calais Campbell, the special guest of Kerry Rhodes, all presented by Santan Ford. Our guests on the show receive a fine gift from Bueller Swiss Watches, available at Gold Rush Jewelry in Casa Grande, Arizona Watch and Jewelry in Tucson. By the way, the Mad Jack banner at the stadium on Sunday will say Horton's Heroes. How about that?
What is that?
And we have two of Horton's Heroes here tonight, Kerry, Harry Rhodes and Calais Campbell. Ron Wolfley, Paul Calvisi, down the stretch we come. By the way, Kerry, were you a little jealous when Patrick Peterson was running what he's calling the Wild Pat? Were you a little jealous of that?
You know I was jealous. I'm not going to lie. I was jealous because, you know, I don't have the next man's speed, but but I can throw it a little bit.
Oh, so you'd be a dual threat.
Yeah, they'll have to play the pass with me too. So that's kind of scary.
Keep him honest. I see over there. Yeah, you know, that's a little wrinkle. Maybe Mike Miller might want to if you see him up in Mike Miller's office, that's gonna be why he's gonna be campaigning for himself on that one. All right, before we get going here, maybe give us a little key there. I mean, what do you think on Sunday? You know, you guys have at least looked a lot of film. What do you guys think is going to be most important against the Eagles?
And I think the number one thing is, you know, don't let Vic beat us with his legs. That's huge right there. And then 25, we got to make sure they're 25 on the screens and catching them all at the backfield. We have to make sure we tackle them well.
Sean McCoy.
I think we got to stop the deep ball. We can't give up the big play. We got to make them methodically try to drive the ball down on us. And I don't think a lot of teams can do that, because we're going to do some things right as well.
Now, you got to go back to the middle of last season to see when the Cardinals defense allowed more than two touchdowns. So right now, speaking of two, you're going to pull a couple of tickets, right? You're going to name a lucky winner here tonight, Kerry Rhodes.
Yeah, and the name is, I guess it's Jacqueline W. I don't.
Jacqueline W. We heard.
I said it right then.
There she is, out and back.
Wow.
Speaking of names, special thanks to Jim Almohundro, Walt Ellis, Derek Burns, Tiffany Witt, Ron Wolfe, John Paul Calvisi, Calais Campbell, the special guest. Why don't you guys say goodbye? Go ahead, Kerry, on the Big Red Rage.
Thank you guys for coming out. We're starting. We're 2-0. We got a long way to go, but we're going to keep winning. And thanks for the support. Thank you.
We will see you after the Eagles game next Thursday night at Marley's in Chandler.
Thanks, man.
You've been listening to the Big Red Rage with Kerry Rhodes.
Rhodes to the five. Touchdown!
The Rage is brought to you by Santan Ford. Santan Ford and the Arizona Cardinals. We do this together. University of Phoenix, the official education partner of the Arizona Cardinals. The Room Store. You'll always save more at The Room Store, Arizona's number one volume furniture store. Bud Light. It's the sure sign of a good time. Here we go. This has been an exclusive presentation of the Arizona Cardinals Football Club.